Dana and Sam for breakfast on 98.1 PowerFM. Now, Sammy, would you consider yourself an artiste?
Oh, absolutely not.
No? No creative bones in your body?
No. I mean, the best thing I can draw is about a stick figure, and that's about it.
No Picasso in there, brain of yours?
No, no Picasso. I've gotten really good at drawing 3D boxes, actually. But that's probably as far as I can go.
Or like those S's that you do that kind of look like the Spider-Man. Yeah. I used to do those at high school too.
Yeah.
Well, lucky for us, we actually have some professionals in our midst. There is a new exhibition at the Muswellbrook Regional Arts Centre called Two Artists to Muswellbrook, and it's put together by Mario Minicello and his wife, Liz Anelli. Now, Mario Jones is on the phone. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
G'day, mate. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you guys find yourself immersed in the world of art?
Well, that's the only thing I was good at school. So I guess, by small steps, I think people do have big kind of ambitions in their lives. I've just had the step to be able to work and live and earn a living through making art and things related to that. And my partner, Liz Anelli, who's a very well-known children's book illustrator, she's won several awards in Australia, was the same. We were just really, that's who we really are. We are people who think and live through the images we create.
So this is pretty exciting for us here in Muswellbrook and the Upper Hunter that we get to have your artwork on display. You have become an artist in residence at the Muswellbrook Regional Arts Centre. So can you describe to us, if we walk into the Muswellbrook Regional Arts Centre, what sort of illustrations will we see and what mediums are you using in this exhibition?
I think first thing to say is we've probably co-created this with the people that we've spoken to and worked with as we've gone around the Hunter and around Muswellbrook. And we know people have just amazing stories to tell. And they have, you were saying earlier that, you can only draw stick figures. I was amazed when we were drawing on location how many people pulled up those huge trucks and got out. And firstly, to see that we were okay, because the kindness and just the friendliness of the people in that region has really touched us.
What do you mean? You're painting on the side of the road or something like this?
Yeah, we're sitting on the car. I think they thought we'd broken down.
Oh, great!
And they kind of thought, yeah, these lunatics doing. But what would you see if we came into the gallery? Well, I think you'd see, first of all, you'd see very colourful artwork from both of us, but also some very, very dense, strong lino cuts. Then you've got some line work. I always think of it as music. Line work's like violins, and the lino cuts are like bass lines. And a whole number of stuff around what people have told us, their stories or their ideas. But we've made it really kind of as a thank you for the way we were received as artists by all the people in the town.
This is wonderful. It really sounds like these pieces are telling the stories of the people of the Upper Hunter, and I'm excited to head down and see it myself. This is the new exhibition we're talking about at the Muswellbrook Regional Arts Centre. It's called Two Artists to Muswellbrook, and it's two artists, Liz Anelli and Mario Minicello, who have put this together, and we're chatting to Mario this morning. Thank you so much for sharing your process with us this morning, Mario.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you so much for taking the time.